This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's been a little minute. It hadn't been that long, but it's been a minute. Things have developed. The pot has stirred some more. And joining me once again from beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, is Paloma Capana, attorney at law. Are any antiques getting sold in Beaufort in between all this?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, what's sort of interesting about my life is I'm either down rabbit holes looking at questions of international terrorism and prosecution of January 6th defendants and the January 6th Select Committee presentation, or I'm trying to get a little break from that and doing very sparkly things with my antique shop. So I try to keep a yin-yang balance, but it's imperfect at best.
I was just wondering, I mean, Your antique shop sounds like a lovely... Is there a website for that?
There is, yes. Now, finally, after 4 years, I've launched one. And
you'll have to,
DowntonBeaufort.com.
DowntonBeaufort.com, like Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Very good. All right, so many things, and there's many things that have developed along the way, and I called her today. She said, Bill, do you want to talk about this? I was like, I have no idea what you're referencing. So, of course, I want to talk about it.
Perfect. The Department of Justice motion to unseal a case of some interest. It is the prosecution and now the plea deal already of a woman, an American woman from Kansas, 42 years old, born Allison Elizabeth Brooke, who has been charged under the name Allison Fluke Ekron, also known by the name Muhammad Alamriki, also known as Muhammad. So you can see where I'm going.
Right.
This is actually a fairly historic moment in terms of it being the first American female who actually achieved fairly high ranking within the ISIS and other international terrorist organizations, and not only did so voluntarily, but appears to have done so as a real career choice. Not only worked her way up the leadership with programs and proposed terrorist attacks, but also worked her way through multiple marriages as one husband after another, either was killed or died trying to carry out terrorist attacks. And one day recently, she walked herself into a police station in Syria and said, I'm an American and I'm ready to turn myself in and I want to go home. So needless to say, that caught my attention as you and I, Bill, and the listeners of Lock and Load for the past at least two, but probably going on 3 years, have been talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is Gaga Girls. Girls angry, getting angrier. And so I'm absolutely adding Allison Fluke Ekron to that list. There are some real twists in here, though. So let me give you a top line on my number one concern. Department of Justice charged and got her to take a plea to 18 U.S.C. Section 2339B, providing material support or resources to designated foreign terrorist organizations, which sounds acceptable on its face. But DOJ has written this up as carrying a maximum penalty of 20 years imprisonment and a lifetime of supervised release. And when you go through her plea deal, that doesn't make any sense, because they've got her offense level under the federal sentencing guidelines of 44. The offense level maximum is 43. So this female is off the charts in terms of her criminal culpability. She has fully admitted to a nonstop minimum of 13 years of full-time intentional participation and attempted leadership within international terrorist organizations post 9/11. And they're already talking about conditions of release. Meanwhile, I put together a one-page grid that I'm going to put up on my 2ampatriot.com website so you all can look at it for yourselves. We have seven defendants who are accused of being oath keepers who have accepted plea deals with the Department of Justice. Their offense level score mid-range, about 24 to 26 on the chart. They have no criminal history, none of them, not a single one of them, pursuant to the Department of Justice reports to the court. No criminal history. And yet, these men pled guilty not even to just one, but two crimes each, carrying a penalty of 25 to 40 years. So let me just do that super fast side-by-side recap. You've got a confessed international terrorist full-time, minimum 13 years.
Organizer.
She's exactly.
An organizer, a trainer, a planner.
Planner.
Yep.
Wanted to carry out a bombing at a college in the Midwest to try to achieve maximum carnage. And I'm looking at Oathkeeper defendants, Caleb Berry, Jason Dolan, Mark Grodge, Joshua James, who's a Purple Heart, by the way, Brian Ulrich, William Todd Wilson, Graydon Young, and these guys pled guilty to crimes carrying penalties of 25 to 40 years. I lost it a couple days ago. I mean, I practically paced a hole in my floor, and when I get discombobulated about injustice, I start cleaning. Whatever that is, I have no idea where that comes from, right? My house at this point is spotless because I've had 2 days to go over this multiple times. We've got a couple additional details. We'll do an additional segment. But, Phil, help me out here. Am I in the wrong to find this upside down?
Well, it sort of makes me wonder.
How is there any comparison?
It sort of makes me wonder, like, if they're trying to flip her. But that would mean that they're actually doing their job, which I don't know that the FBI really remembers how to do that.
Well, the plea deal signed by Allison Ekron does not contain the infamous paragraph 9 that is in the Oathkeeper deal. There is not one word in her very lightweight plea deal letter that she signed, Department of Justice attorney signed, her attorney signed, that requires her to cooperate currently or to in any manner engage in ongoing covert activity on behalf of our national government or international security forces. Every single one of the seven men I just listed, from Caleb Berry alphabetically to Graydon Young, every single one of them has committed to a life sentence.
Well, hang on right there.
Security forces.
We're going to break. You hang on right there. Talking to Paloma Cabana. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And we're discussing the whole January 6th conundrum and some of the... How long would it take? Let me ask you this. Let's play pretend. I love playing pretend. Let's pretend that after in 2025, whoever the next president is, maybe it's DeSantis. I think Trump is beginning to sort of hurt his cause because he keeps playing the same record over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's Ron DeSantis. Maybe he comes in there and he sees this alphabet agency, the FBI, the DOJ, and everything else. Mm-hmm. Could an administration with a Congress, like, you know, let's say it was all held by Republicans and they actually went along with this.
Yeah.
Could they clean out that rat's nest of all of these guys that are out there making it? They're sort of making it up. You got the haves and the have-nots, and like this this terrorist organizer, leader, trainer, bomb maker, whatever else she was. She's apparently a have. And a bunch of guys who should be able to go wherever they want, whenever they want, are apparently have-nots. Could that be done, do you think? Could it be done in 4 years?
Here's the challenge that this example and your question, and we've debated this a little bit before, but this is the perfect case for asking that relativity question. You know, my philosophy of criminal prosecution is fairly simple. Justice requires relativity, not popularity. So when I compare what January 6th defendants are going through right now, and I look at this avowed Islamic terrorist, I could care less that she's a woman. I could care less that she's a U.S. citizen. If Guantanamo has an empty cell, that might not be far enough away in terms of where to store her so that she's not anywhere near any other prisoner for communication purposes. But that's not how this thing is playing out. And what disappoints me is this is a case where I'm happy to say I am impressed with U.S. intelligence services. I am impressed with the FBI papers. It was reassuring to me to have a very recent example where I could say, this is why when people ask me, do we just completely clean out the FBI or disband the organization? And I stick to my guns and I say, we can't. You know, when the FBI does good work, the FBI has done good work. And what's been upside down since January 6th, which means before January 6th, is the Department of Justice. And I just don't know whether they have forgotten what 9/11 is. I don't know if they've hired too many young attorneys who were post-9/11 kids who don't understand the full impact of it. But another example of what this woman has done includes taking papers and taking electronic device from the U.S. compound in Benghazi after the murder of the Americans and the destruction of our compound there, and she provided translation for the leaders of ISIS, of classified United States intelligence information. So to me, it is upside down. If you want to say Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keeper, whatever his, let me see, what do I have as his, like, his worst comment here? Let's say his worst comment was this, made November 5th, 2020. He's on a chat. He says, we aren't getting through this without a civil war. Too late for that. Prepare your mind, your body, and your spirit. Okay, let's say Stuart Rhodes is guilty of saying that, and somehow people say, I'm going to follow you, Stuart. Let's go to Washington, D.C. The DOJ has yet to this day to actually present any evidence of a plot by any member of the Oath Keepers to take the U.S. Capitol. So even taking everything the DOJ has alleged on its face as true, I am telling the American public, having read every document in these, you know, nearly 30 cases,
right,
there was never a plot to take the U.S. Capitol by the Oath Keepers. But in comparison, I have this Allison Fluke Eckren with detail, United States Intelligence Services allegations that she has confessed to with the assistance of two attorneys. And she stands to spend less time in jail than the Oath Keepers. That's where, to me, that's the Department of Justice, not the alphabet agencies under the direction of the president. That is the Attorney General and the Department of Justice under the direction of the United States President. This is a Biden weakness, and I'm simply going to call this for what it is. We do not have the right people leading DOJ under this administration.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though. This is the thing. She should be, like I said this earlier today, she should be at Guantanamo Bay in one of those cages.
Agreed.
In one of those cages where she can't stand up, she can't stretch out, but we do know where she's at because she is an enemy combatant.
Yes. Yes, she is. Absolutely. One of her husbands was the lead trainer of snipers for ISIS in Syria.
Yeah.
Another of her husband, who died carrying out a terrorist attack in 2016, was the man trying to build drones for ISIS that could drop chemical weapons using unmanned drones.
Wouldn't that be great?
Someone who is just casually going shopping.
Gotcha.
At a mall. Oh, and by the way, in addition to wanting to bomb a Midwestern college,
yeah,
she wanted to do that at a shopping mall in the United States as well.
Will you hang on for me? Paloma Campana, attorney at law, talking to her. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The bipartisan group of senators that unveiled an agreement on principle for gun safety legislation on Sunday provided an overview of a forthcoming package of reforms. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn says the agreement left out many of the proposals that had been put forward.
There's a lot of desire on both sides to include additional things, but they were excluded in large part because of our necessity of getting to 60 votes in order to get a bill.
One factor still to be sorted out is how the legislation will be written. Russian troops control about 80% of a fiercely contested eastern Ukrainian city and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainian authorities are still trying to evacuate the wounded. The region's governor acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians is simply not possible right now. This is USA Radio News. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has postponed an upcoming hearing this week that was to feature dramatic testimony from former Justice Department officials who threatened to resign over then-President Donald Trump's pursuit of false election fraud theories. The hearing had been set for Wednesday, but the committee on Tuesday morning said that it had been postponed. The next hearing will take place on Thursday. Police have determined there was nothing suspicious about a tour of two Capitol office buildings that a House Republican gave to about 15 people the day before January 6th, when rioters attacked the Capitol. The House committee investigating the insurrection examined whether rioters had been involved in reconnaissance and surveillance before the attack, and Democrats suggested some Republican members may have helped them, but there has been no public evidence of that. Representative Barry Loudermilk, a Republican from Georgia, was simply showing his constituents around. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and I had, as it always is, I always, when I'm talking to you, I don't manage my time well at all. So, I know you got a book out, you got a website. Give all of that out now, so that talk our way into the break without me having enough time to let you tell it, you can still get it out there. Give me that stuff.
No, thank you. So, 2ampatriot.com, the digit 2, 2ampatriot.com, and I have 2 works published, a 3rd work in process that analyze the events of January 6th, the prosecution, etc., and the more recent book is January 6th, 20 Things You Need to Know, 1 page each with some really neat items in there, such as the permits signed by the chief of the United States Capitol Police the afternoon of January 5th. See it with your own eyes, but you know I'm telling it straight.
You know, now, on one hand, I think the Democrats are trying to use January the 6th as a campaign issue.
Yes.
And the problem with this is it's a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, I don't think America cares about January the 6th right now. I just don't.
Not as much as the theater of the January 6th Select Committee wants
right.
the press to believe in terms of
right.
getting their coverage. Yes.
So,
yes.
Now, on the one hand, I'm glad it's not a distraction for most people. On the other hand, I still think this is definitely an issue that needs to be resolved at some point. This would be very much justice delayed in order to get everything in place, wouldn't it?
Yes. So for me, if you will, as much as I see this swirl going on out there, and sometimes folks who are friends, colleagues, you know, they'll say, why don't you respond to this? And what I essentially say is there's not enough hours in the day to respond to the nonsense. What I have tried to stay focused on since January 6th are what I believe are the better questions, such as who is it that actually had lead jurisdiction at the United States Capitol on January 6th, including during such time as the vice president was present in the building? I don't think that that has been resolved even in the mind of the DOJ, because I continue to see conflicting pieces of paper on that. So I have been on my own track, kind of in my own lane, saying I'm doing the work, but I think the 9/11 commission is inspiring me to try to do as a one person over here, you know, working independently, looking for as much as I can to try to answer questions, however those answers may fall. Listen, I'm the first person to say, you know, Stuart Rhodes said some pretty nutty things. And I say that with a little N, and I say that with a, I would have read it and laughed a bit at it, frankly, if I had seen it at the time. So, okay, that a few people decided to get together with him. But for me, what that really raises is then the question of, why didn't he get arrested before January 6th? You know, you see where I go with sort of the logic of, okay, so if the Secret Service or if the Department of Homeland Security or if the FBI or if any one of half a dozen different agencies knew that either Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers or Enrique Tarrio of the Proud Boys or his second in command or a Jerryman Michael Brown out of Florida, you know, were taking particular actions that they felt came too close to criminal planning as opposed
right.
to free speech or freedom of assembly, well, why not just arrest them and ask questions later? Which it seems to me is what they're doing now with January 6th, is we're just going to arrest you kind of all over the place and we'll sort out the investigation as we go. And play for just a minute with me on this Alison Fluke Ekren, E-K-R-E-N. So y'all who are listening to the show, get to your Google and put in Alison Ekren and look at how the media is covering this terrorist. I mean, she is just the definition of terrorist. And they talk about her speaking in a soft voice at her first court appearance. And they talk about how she started to cry when the judge asked her a question about her children. They talk about her being a mother. Now, let's really get down to who is this woman starting to cry. This is a woman who has been training girls as young as 10 and 11 years old, admitted to it in writing in her statement of offense, admitted to it live in the courtroom in front of federal judge Leonie Brinkman, training girls as young as 10 and 11 years old on the fully automatic AK-47. I've got Congress losing its mind right now over the topic of school shooting.
Yeah.
And thank God we have as few who die in this country as they do from long guns.
You know, the thing about her, though, is that she was a part of the leadership of Raqqa. And
yeah.
to be is in an Islamic state and female,
mm-hmm.
and to be in a leadership position sort of indicates to me that she's down with the Sharia way, and she had done a lot of things that brought her to the attention of the mullahs that were handing out whoever was going to be in leadership to be an American woman.
Yes, yes.
You know, I guess maybe that was maybe a nice little propaganda tool, but I mean, it's her upward mobility with that sort of impressive.
It is, and look, what she took overseas to our adversaries, to those who would wish us to be wiped from the face of this planet, is. She took the fight for equality for Islamic women to die by suicide. She literally was training girls to women to become not Mujahideen, which is the male fighter, but Mujahidat, the female fighter. Her curriculum as a teacher was to prepare them to use things like suicide belts, improvised vehicle explosive devices, and to be prepared to die. And the American media wants to have sympathy that she spoke with a soft voice in a courtroom in Virginia.
Well, she can speak as softly as she wants. I guess that's good on the ears of everybody there. But as far as the rest of it, she should be in the cage at Guantanamo.
We've forgotten what happened to U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Has that chapter just been erased from our memory because now we have Real Housewives of Saudi Arabia and the president departs July 13 to go to Saudi Arabia? 9/11 didn't happen? Benghazi didn't happen? Our half-assed withdrawal from Afghanistan just that summer didn't happen.
Hang on. We'll go through the litany when we get back. Talking to Paloma Campana, attorney at law. She is ranting, and that's good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make your quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. You were sort of losing your cool there, weren't you? You were letting that emotion out. That was okay. I mean, I sort of enjoyed that, but you were sort of losing that cool there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. See, and this is the thing. This president
mm-hmm.
is the most clueless individual known I've ever seen. I mean, he makes Al Gore look very enlightened. Because, you know, Al Gore created the internet. He did this and he did that. So, I mean, his delusion, I don't know. I honestly believe that he thinks he got 81 million votes. So he got more votes than Barack Obama, who was, say what you want about him, dude could run a campaign. Donald Trump, he got 10 million more votes than he got when he won the presidency. And he got more votes than anybody, because he's Joe Biden, because he's what America needed, except he's out there saying things like, well, the economy's going along pretty good, and, you know, Russia's the cause of this gas thing, and Putin, and all this other stuff. And at the same time, like you said, he's going to go to Saudi Arabia, despite the outrageous pullout of Afghanistan and 9/11 and all this other stuff. And that's because they all have their
9/11, yes.
They all have their hand. He's in everybody's pocket. He's in everybody's pocket.
There's still one more dimension of this case that, to me, is a sad reflection that Americans, I think, may really be forgetting 9/11. So the defendant, Allison Ekron, is assigned two attorneys from the Federal Public Defender's Office. As you know, I have no criticism of that. The Federal Public Defender's Office does, in general, quite a good job. But in her record of proceeding in May, so just 2 months ago, is this very strange motion by defense counsel to allow independent visitation by a law student. that went unopposed by the Department of Justice and was actually signed off on by the court May 16 to allow a law student, a female law student, Maria O'Sullivan, weekly independent visitation with the defendants. And as it is argued in the motion, this Ms. O'Sullivan also speaks Arabic. Now, where my mind took that was two things. When I started reading the motion initially as a woman who's in her mid-50s, I am thinking back to my law student self, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, you're sending a lamb into the lion's den, like, for lunch. Why are you sending an unaccompanied 21, 22-year-old female in with this terrorist? But then I see the whole Arab language argument, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. And so I dug out show notes that you and I had done back in January of 2022, okay, where you and I covered the kidnapping at gunpoint of Rabbi Charlie at Congregation Beth Israel down in Colleyville, Texas. Now, that particular gunman, Malik Faisal Akram, was actually killed by, it never really was said whether it was the ATF or the FBI or both. At the end of that incident, Rabbi Charlie and the three congregants were fine. But Akram, the gunman, why he went in and what his demand was for the release of his kidnapped congregants was the release of Afia Siddiqui. Female, foreign-born terrorist. And my brain went, holy cow, the DOJ can't be dumb enough, the FBI can't be dumb enough to think that this Alison Fluke Ekron simply walked into a police station in Syria and decided the days of the terrorist were over and she was ready to come home. Without the possibility that what she's actually doing is going to work her way through the federal prison system and wind up with Siddiqui, or wind up being able to communicate somehow with Siddiqui. Now, maybe that's a stretch, and there might even be a couple of people who just turned off your show, Bill, and I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, as a result of me saying, it's just that there are so few female high-ranking terrorists anywhere, not just the Islamic State, not just ISIS, that when you get a glimpse at a couple of them, you know, it's hard not to say, what are the possibilities? And even if it's only 5%, if it's crossed my mind as someone who is a law-abiding citizen, how could the minds possibly be thinking on the opposite side of the way my brain is wired? So I, you know, I'm just putting that out there as this question of, while America is losing its mind in front of this January 6th Select Committee presentation, not a hearing, presentation on TV, we've really taken our eye off the ball of who is the enemy. And it's not the American people. As messy as January 6th was, and it was. And were there some acts of violence? Yes. Let's parse those out. Let's get that prosecuted and get that done with. But you're telling me that a guy like Joshua James, who is a Purple Heart, and you and I have covered him on our show, I've got two blogs up about him, this guy is looking at prison time for spending less than 10 minutes inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th after the doors were already opened.
So, at this point,
yeah,
in this next presidential election, should there be a movement afoot to pardon the January 6th people that have been receiving injustice?
So I've been thinking about that, because you and other people have been asking me that question for like 18 months.
Sure.
No, but here's what I want to see. I finally came up with a plan of action, which is an executable. We need to clean out the top of the DOJ. We need to get an attorney general who is enough of a moderate to understand the relativity of justice, not popularity, and get a special team. They've got 9,500 attorneys at the DOJ. We need a special team of attorneys to literally review every single case file, even if there's already been a plea deal. And we've got to get some analytics done on the relativity. So if a person has simply set a foot on a blade of grass, has no criminal history, did no damage to any property, stole nothing, did not come in contact with an officer, you can't have that person pleading guilty to a federal felony and losing all their Second Amendment rights besides, because it's just complete nonsense.
Right.
Were there some bad actors? Yes. But not all of them have even been identified or charged yet. So, you know, we've got to get that whole thing reprioritized so that what we can actually express to the American public is, listen, in the future, this is how we're going to handle things if there is an attack on the U.S. Capitol. The following things are going to occur. USCP is going to start drilling, because they admitted they don't, drilling on how to actually lock down the Capitol safely. Members of Congress are going to have fire drills, which they do not currently have, even in the event of a fire, let alone if a foreign terrorist organization sets off a bomb. So we're going to get the Capitol to a place where I can feel like I don't have to worry if I'm turning on the news. Are we about to turn into Mexico? Are we about to turn into the Middle East? Are we going to lose chain of command?
Let's get
the national security issues settled.
Yeah, we are about to run out of time. So definitely we're going to have to revisit this in the next week or so. So
Sounds good.
I will be in touch with you very shortly. Thank you very much for joining me today. Paloma Campana, Attorney at Law, Beaufort, North Carolina. We'll be hour number three is inbound coming up next. It's going to be Dean Weingarten from Amoland.com. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.